Jews have played a disproportionate role in industries and endeavors that have harmed Western society and undermined Western civilization. And they have been disproportionately involved in pushing anti-Western narratives. They are vastly overrepresented in various media, including Hollywood, the press, and the porn industry. They are also overrepresented in banking and campaign finance, and vastly overrepresented when it comes to pushing for mass immigration, multiculturalism, feminism, and the normalization of homosexuality. They were also the people behind communism, the most destructive ideology in history, and more recently, they were the minds behind cultural Marxism. They also distort Western foreign policy by constantly lobbying for wars in the Middle East and for hostility towards Russia. Now, when I say Jews, I clearly don't mean all Jews. Just as when people say Americans were involved in slavery, less than 1.5% of Americans owned slaves at the height of the slave trade. Also, by saying Americans were involved in the slave trade doesn't mean only Americans were involved in the slave trade, as in fact Arabs, Jews, and Africans were all involved in the slave trade as well. So whilst Jews are disproportionately involved in anti-Western activity, that doesn't mean other groups aren't involved as well. But there is another important component to all of this, and that is hypocrisy. Whilst Jews have pushed for pornography, mass immigration, open borders, miscegenation, and anti-family practices in the West, they have done the exact opposite in Israel. Israel is, of course, a walled ethno-state, where they prevent mass immigration, where interfaith marriage and same-sex marriage are banned, and where they ban material such as pornography that they themselves have been instrumental in pushing upon the West. Jews have an extreme in-group preference, and there's nothing wrong with that. All peoples of the world have the right to in-group preference. But the issue here is that despite the extreme in-group preference found within the Jewish community, many Jews actively work to undermine the in-group preference within other groups and have been involved in practices that have had a hugely negative impact on the culture, heritage, and traditions of those of European descent. Jews have attacked the glue that holds our communities together with the aim of breaking up Western society. The problem here lies in the fact that Jews acknowledge the power and strength that comes from community, family, and tradition. And whilst they want that power for themselves, too many of them seek to strip that power from those of European descent, in effect, placing themselves at an advantage and in a position where they as a group stand apart from all others as a strong and cohesive ethnic bloc.